Join me in Colossians chapter 3, if you would, please. And Doug, if you would, hold that text for just a moment. We're continuing in our study of the book of Colossians. And Paul, in chapter 3, is now giving to us the different relationships of our life and those relationships, how they are formed and how they should be formed and followed in the work of Christ. We started out with our relationship to Jesus Christ in the first portion of the chapter 2 weeks ago. And in that portion, we see that we are to seek the things of Christ, that we are to set our minds in the way of Christ, and that our lives to be formed following those and following that teaching of Jesus Christ. Then last week, we moved from that relationship with Jesus Christ into the church and our relationships here in the church. And I drew to our attention the order in which these are placed. Christ is first, and then we have the church. And then today we will move into the household, into the family. And then next week we will move outside the household into our surrounding communities. It is of particular note, the order, as I've said, but then we always have to go back to the very beginning. So if you would, Doug, now give me 3 verses 1 and 2. Because this is the beginning. This is where we start. And any relationship that we have, this is where we start. He says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Seek the things that are above. In other words, this is our direction. We are to have our minds, our lives directed at the things of Christ. We are to have our thinking moved in the direction of Jesus Christ, because in that relationship with Jesus Christ, all of these other relationships that we have would need to follow suit, would be put on good foundation. Seek the things that are above is a direction of our lives. In verse 2, it says, set your mind on the things that are above. And this is mental. This is teaching. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so as our minds are renewed under the work of the Holy Spirit, and as we dig into these texts, we pray that the Holy Spirit would indeed transform our thinking into that of Christ, because our actions then are driven out of our thinking. So our thinking needs to be set on Christ. How we think of the things of this life should be the things we set on, our thinking should be set on the things of Christ. And so then, after having that securely in our foundation, we move into these other relationships. So if you would now, please join me in verse 18. As I said, we moved from Christ to the church last week, and then this week we move into the household. And this is a critical passage. Critical passage for 2 reasons I will give you. One, it is the very core of our society. It is the building blocks on which our society thrives or does not. Secondly, it is critical because by and large, our society does not teach this. Does not live to this teaching, does not promote this type of Christian living. And so it is challenging for us as families to live in accordance with this because of the assault from an immoral society and from Satan himself going directly after the family with his many lies. Hear the inerrant, inspired word of the living God. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. And I pray the Lord would add his blessing to the reading of his word. Yeah, there's that word. There's that word. Submit. I would say by and large, most of us have somewhat of a negative idea, a negative connotation with that word, submit. To submit means to give up. Submit means to give away. Means to come under one's authority. And as I said, we see that as somewhat negative in the sport of wrestling. For those of you who did that in high school, in the sport of wrestling, there's moves and holds that you can make on your opponent that requires them to submit. And once they submit, they admit defeat. And so our society looks at this, as we spoke of in Sunday school, our repulsive nature to authority. We do not like this idea of submitting. Because in our minds we see it as giving up or giving away or admitting defeat. And if we looked at the secular world and tried to understand this passage, it would make no sense to us at all. But we're Christians. And submission is a Christian idea which must be fleshed out so that we understand it clearly, and it is a very wise and a very positive aspect of Christianity, submission. You see, ours is a submitting faith. Christianity is a submitting faith. We are to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We are to submit to the commands and to the teachings of Holy Text. We are to submit to the authority in this church. When each of you joined this church, you took seven vows. And you submitted to the authority of the session. We submit, and it's a very wise aspect, and it's a very strong position. But for a greater reason, we are a submitting faith because we see it in the Trinity. We see it in the Trinity. And we are a Trinitarian people. You see, Jesus Christ submits to the Father. How many times in the New Testament did we hear Jesus Christ say that I come to do my Father's will? I come to do what the Father has given me to do. I have done all that the Father has given me to do. Jesus Christ did not take anything upon himself except for that cross. Everything else was done in accordance with the Father's will. So he submitted, and that was an act of strength. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit submits to the will of the Father and to the Son. The Holy Spirit could do nothing until Jesus Christ came and died on that cross, and then he said, I must go so another would come. And so the Holy Spirit submitted to the will of the Father, submitted to the work of Jesus Christ, and fulfilled all that they had given him to do. So you see, we are a submitting faith. This is the great aspect of Christianity, that we are a submissive people. And so wives, when it says to submit to your husband, please do not see this as an inferiority. Please do not see this as a place of weakness. Please do not see this as an aspect of lesser than. Because you are emulating the work of the Trinity. You are emulating Jesus Christ. You are emulating the Holy Spirit. But there's one other great aspect of submitting that we find in the Trinity that must be applied here. Yes, Jesus Christ submits to the Father. The Holy Spirit submits to the work of Jesus Christ and the will of the Father. Yet, in the Trinity, there is complete equality. Please hear that. There is complete equality. Jesus Christ is of the same essence of God as the Father is. The Holy Spirit is just as much God as the Father is. And so, yes, there is a submission in the economic fashion of their work, but there is equality. And so, wives, when Paul here asks you, commands you to submit to your husband, please see that, yes, biblically, that is what we are to do. But that is not an inferiority. That is an equality with the husband. Because we are neither slave, nor Greek, nor Jew, nor Scythian, nor barbarian, male nor female, but all in Christ and Christ in all. But this must be taken in partnership with the next verse. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. This is an aspect of submission as well. Because in actual Christian love, what am I doing to love my spouse? sacrifice. I give up my position. I give up my place to exhibit the love that Christ has given me. So this entire thing is submitting. The wife submits to the husband. The husband submits to the wife through love. And so these two are to be taken together in submission. But see again the equality that we have here together. It's easy to say, I love you. Sometimes I think we say it too much. We throw that word around too often. And we become desensitized to it. Oh, I love you. I love my car. I love my dog. I love my house. I love my wife. You love your dog and you love your wife. We ain't gonna get into the dog thing. And yes, it is easy to say, but note the second half of the verse. It says, and do not be harsh. Do not be harsh. Men, it is a strong man who can look at his wife and say, I love you, but then also conduct their life in a way that the words are probably not even needed. Husbands, love your wives. And do not be harsh. Be protective. Be guiding. Be that one that provides for them as you should. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Paul in Colossians gives us the cliff notes, if you will, of the passage that he more fully expounds in Ephesians chapter 5. And I'll begin reading at verse 21. Many times we will begin at verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands. But we must begin at verse 21. And I'm sorry that our English Bible puts a division between verse 21 and verse 22, because in the Greek it's not there. Verse 21. Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. So everything that follows this now is talking about submitting, but it is submitting one to another. Just as I spoke earlier, the wife submits to the husband submits to the wife, the children submit in obedience, the father does not provoke. It is a work of total submission to each other. And again, the equality of both working together. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Again, very similar teaching, a little bit fuller explanation. And gentlemen, let me point something out to you here, very stark. Yes, the wife is to submit to you as the head of the wife. Notice he did not say head of the home. The man is not the head of the home. The home is a partnership. Head of the wife in that spiritual context. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Jesus Christ died for the well-being of the church. Gentlemen, that's what we're called to do. To give up, to submit to her need. He goes on further to say that he might sanctify her, that he might set her apart, that he might set her apart as holy. How? By the washing of the water with the word, teaching. Discussing the things of Scripture with your wife. Gentlemen, do we do that? This text, especially the Ephesians passage and Colossians as well, gets some very, very bad press because of these submission ideas. But folks, this is the way God has designed his families to be and to work. And as I said, this is the very foundation of our society. These are the very foundational elements of our society. And Paul is here saying, as in Christ, as you are in Christ, submit to one another. Submit to one another. And gentlemen, it starts with us. It starts with us by loving our wives, submitting to their needs, caring for and providing for. Because how much easier is it to submit to a loving husband than one that is not? Now, if you would go back to Colossians chapter 4. Verse 20. As I gave the children, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. But let me couple with it. Verse 21. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Again, submission. Children submitting to the parents. Then the parents submitting, and hear this carefully, submitting to the need of the child by not discouraging, not provoking, or as he says in Ephesians, exasperating, upholding, teaching the child. And again, these go hand in hand. Children, obey your parents. Fathers, do not provoke your children. As I asked the children after I read this, do we obey our parents? Let me ask the question further, or a different type question. Parents, do we require obedience? Do we require obedience? For you see, obedience is discipline, and our children need discipline. It is not too difficult to argue the fact that when we are born into this world, we are born in sin. As my mama was telling me when we was coming across the parking lot, she can remember when I was little, she'd tell me something to do, and I'd go, no. No. We were at the beach, and a little fellow was playing in front of us, and his dad would tell him something to do, no. His mama would tell him something, no. I looked at Judy, and I said, original sin. Truthfully. So parents, if you want your child to act differently, discipline, structure, but also encouragement. An author wrote, as I was telling the Sunday school, spare the rod, spoil the child, but also have an apple for them to encourage them. There is a balance. And when Paul writes, fathers, do not provoke your children, that hardened father figure can take the life out of a child. I've said many times, Martin Luther, the great reformer, is probably the one person I would hold up as any kind of hero figure, had a horrible father figure. Horrible father figure. It was so bad that when Martin Luther would pray, as he gave us in his writings, it was with great difficulty that he would begin the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. Because when he said that word Father, all he could see was the barbaric treatment that his father gave him. Fathers, do not provoke your children. Teach them to love, because when we start talking about the Father's love, God's love as that father figure, the first thing that comes to mind is you. And you are emulating, you are showing that love. Children, obey your parents. Obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. And we are to be obedient children in every way toward our parents. Because it reveals our love for them. As I said, these few passages right here are a great challenge to our society. Much of our society will not teach this. This idea of submission, this idea of giving away under an authority, it is just not welcomed in our society. And so, as we mentioned in Sunday school, we are to be a peculiar-looking people. We're supposed to be weird. The wife is to submit to the loyal, loving husband. The husband is supposed to be loving and doting over that wife, to show the children how to love, to show the society how to love, to show how Christ loves the church. Because in Ephesians, that's where Paul eventually makes his point. That as I love my wife, it reveals the way that Christ loves the church. And so our relationships here are necessary. And I pray that we are obedient, all of us, to the submission of which we are called on in this brief text. But we can only do this. We can only accomplish this thing by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And when we do these, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above and not on things that are on the earth. We are bombarded by the things of this earth that are seeking to destroy our families. Satan knows where he can do his most work. Satan knows exactly where he can do the most damage. And it is in your home. It is in your home. Today in our society, we are preached that children can be raised with two males as parents. Children can be raised as two females as parents. Children do not need the father figure. The mother is the nurturing one. They do not need a father figure. How many television shows are there that paint the father in a positive light? Satan knows if I take the father out of the picture, I am winning. Mothers, you as well. But let us be that peculiar people. Let us love our wives. Let us submit to our husbands. Children, let us obey. And fathers, do not be exasperating towards your children. Discipline, yes. Love and encourage, yes. For these are the things of Christ. Let's pray together. Father, as I've said, in our society today, this is not well accepted. But I pray for the wisdom for all of us to submit to your teaching in this way as it pertains to us, and give us the strength and courage to be that obedient, submitting wife, husband, child, parent. Give us strong homes, Lord, that would stand up against the assaults of Satan. Give us strength in these things. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.